Off the Ball, GAA.
Like the names you mentioned there, they have a lot of medals, and Howard probably the standout of all of them. But there could be a bit of mind games too by Gerard Brennan in this as well. Like, you can guarantee, like, we're all asking the question, who's he on about? And you can guarantee the players that are going to be at home going, is he on about me? And when they're turning up to training probably tonight, maybe there's a bit more oomph in him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Will Fitzgerald, staring down the barrel of another League of Ireland season. How are you feeling?
I feel good. It's going to be my 10th season in the league now, so I'd like to consider myself a bit of a veteran now, but I'm happy. I'm still going strong, and I'm super excited for the season to start.
Obviously, with Sligo since 2022, I mean, 3 years on the trot now. Like, are you feeling like a regular down there now?
I am. I've been there 4 or 5 years now. It's like a second home. I'm really happy there. I've made some good friends. It's an amazing club with even better people behind the scenes pushing everything in a positive direction. So I'm very privileged and grateful to be part of such an amazing club and representing it week in, week out, and trying to achieve success for the people of Sligo.
I mean, if you look at the end of last season, probably a very dramatic end, probably not the one you would have wanted really on paper to be coming down to those final game of the season, but to have, I suppose, rallied around the troops and gotten such great results near the end of the season, is there a way in which you're going to hopefully channel that form into this season now?
Absolutely. We'd be silly not to. We got off to a bad start last season, which is not something we want to replicate this year. But come the mid-season break and the window in the summertime, we brought in some quality players, got some great results, finished the season very strong, and got out of trouble in the end, which was a big success and a big achievement for everyone. And we just want to kick on now. We don't want to be down near the bottom again, and we want to have a fast start this year. That's the main objective going into the season.
It's difficult, obviously, like a lot of defensive departures, but Shane Blaney coming back, like, what an unbelievable sign to get.
Unbelievable. Shane's a great lad on and off the pitch. He's going to add real quality, real leadership to the group, especially a group that's so young, so it's invaluable. Myself and Shane, we stayed quite close since he left, and it's amazing to have him back. He's back in training now, he's looking sharp and he's raring to go, and we're all super happy to have him here.
Was it only the one season you played with him during 2022, was it?
Yes, just the 1 year. Yeah. The European campaign where he scored the amazing free kick, so hopefully he can replicate that now this year.
You've got a very tough first game to the season against Derry City. You're old stomping ground as well. Like, you know how difficult it is to go up to the Brandywell and get points on the board.
I do. Derry, they've really invested again heavily this year. There's going to be a big buzz around James McLean returning. They have an amazing squad. There's only one objective for them up there, and that's go all the way and win the league, and if not cup double and get far in Europe. So it's super exciting. It's going to be sold out. We're expecting a big Sligo contingent up on opening night. So all the players in the dressing room now at Sligo, we really can't wait to get going and hopefully pick up a positive result.
Is there excitement around the community coming up to this season? I know, obviously, the cup campaign probably didn't end the way you wanted it to, but getting that far, there was obviously a lot of excitement around that, and that Bohemians result, I think, in particular, got a load of people on their feet, and regardless of where you were in the league, people were looking forward to the next cup game. Is that something that you'll hopefully be able to channel again this year and really target into the FAI Cup?
Absolutely. To be honest, the majority of our energy and our achievement comes from the community, from the fans. It's what makes the club so special. Any player that comes here settles in really quickly. Everyone makes us feel at home, and the new players feel at home. And you really sense that feeling of energy and achievement when things are going well. And that drives you on to put on the jersey and go that extra yard for them. And they were a big part in our success towards the end of last season, especially the cup run. You mentioned the Bowes game. Wouldn't have got through that without the amazing away support. So hopefully we can go one further and kick on and really have a better cup run and hopefully get to a final this year.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off.
Brazil!
dropping in your OTB Football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
I have to ask this question, and you're probably going to be asked it a lot today, but Owen Elding, obviously in Hibernian, like, how big of a change will that be for you guys now?
It'll be massive. It'll be massive. He was a big presence on and off the pitch. Honestly, amazing footballer, amazing attitude, immaculately raised by his family. He's incredible. He's going to have a very long and successful career, and I'm delighted for him, and I'm super proud of him. Seeing him come in from day one, it's funny, he was a bit worried things wouldn't happen for him. He might not get his first goal and whatnot, but I tried to reassure him that the quality's there, the attitude's there, the dedication's there. You have a very good career ahead of you, and I'm super glad it's come into fruition now, and he's thriving. I'm delighted for him.
Obviously, manager John Russell, you and him kind of occupy a similar position of the field when he was playing. Like, how much of an influence is he on your game?
John is a big reason why I come back every year to Sligo. We have a great relationship. He drives the standards every single day. So as captain and as a player, you don't need to speak too much about the habits and the standards, because it trickles down from the management, which is an absolute privilege to have in any group and any team setting. So I love working with him every single day. It's been 3-4 good years with him now, and hopefully many more to continue in the future.
Him obviously signing a multi-year deal, does that make it a lot more enticing for you to continue on at Sligo, and obviously shows a lot of faith in his vision for the team as well?
Absolutely. As a player, you want to see that bit of stability in terms of the leadership and the management of the team. It makes it even easier to, you know, envision a future together in terms of achieving success on and off the pitch. So it was a massive boost to see him sign a multi-year deal. It's the best bit of business the club could have done. He's unbelievably talented, super hard worker, and he's going to have a very good coaching career ahead. Now, hopefully, with Sligo and in the near future.
I have to ask a very random question, because I was telling my family I was going to be interviewing you, and they were all like, oh geez, we have to ask some Sligo related questions. So I wanted to ask you, with regards to what's the best chipper in Sligo and why is it Four Lanterns?
that's a brilliant question. To be honest, I love talking about Sligo. I've been here, like I said, a few years, and I absolutely love Sligo. So I love them types of questions. It absolutely is the Four Lanterns, and it doesn't even come close.
Absolutely. Will Fitzgerald, thank you so much, and best luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.